Oh yes, this has been an ongoing battle this last lot of years. So it's great that the fishing community's all united against it, and you know, it's time to call stop. And I just felt now is the time. I mean, with there going to be a general election, it's time for everybody to stand up for the fishermen of Ireland around all the coastal communities. So basically, that's what I'm calling for.
And now it's been a number of weeks, maybe a number of months since all the fishing bodies have come together. What have you been doing in making headway in getting your voices heard?
Well, in fairness, we've been doing a lot. We have a 10-point plan put together, and it's great that we're all united for once, and that's a mighty thing moving forward. I mean, it never happened before, and we're singing from the one hymn sheet and the one voice. So it's brilliant that way, and it's actually more effective. Like, we were out in Brussels there last week, and we met with the commissioner designate, and we had a meeting with him, and basically we're just trying to get our point across, you know, that the coastal communities of Ireland's dying on their feet if there's not action taken, and action taken immediately.
And there's concerns there that the fishing stock will be totally exhausted the way that current quotas are going.
Yeah, well, let's call a spade. Everybody knows what's going on with the country. So, I mean, we're going to lose, the scientists say that we're going to lose 22% of our mackerel quota again. I mean, it's just not feasible for anybody. It's getting to the stage. It is at the stage now where it's not feasible for anybody to go fishing. And I mean, these other countries have massive quotas, and they're just fishing away, and we're tied to the pier. So I think it's time to just say, listen, enough's enough here. This has to be looked at, and looked at very quickly.
It must be very frustrating, disappointing, disheartening for fishermen who are struggling to go out and fulfil their livelihoods whenever there is such large fishing vessels from other European countries just out of our
coast. Well, you have other European countries and other third countries, you know. And I mean, you can go on there, that app, the Ships AIS, and you can see every day what boats is off our coast. And I mean, that would make you cry to see what's out there and our own local fleets between decommissioning and tied to the pier, no quotas. Like, the coastal communities of Ireland's going to be decimated if we don't stand up and be counted, you know.
And what would you like to see now with the general election coming shortly?
Well, the first thing is we need a minister for the Marine. And we need a good, strong minister that's prepared to go out to Brussels and take the case up for us and fight the fight for the Irish fishermen. And really, that's what we're hoping that'll happen, you know, fairly soon. And, I mean, we have to fight back. We just can't keep giving away. I mean, it's criminal what's going on out there in the Irish tide. We have the biggest waters in the EU, and we've only 15% of the fish. I mean, that's just not on, to be honest.